We're talking with Dr. Robin Smith and women who've been conned by the men they fell in love with. And you just said it. You attracted this narcissist because you have a...
I think I can be considered a dependent person at times.
A dependent personality, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, you know, after this happened, I asked myself what the lesson was. And the first lesson, I think, is you need to learn that you can do everything that you want to do by yourself. You don't need someone else to give that to you. And I kept saying, but I don't want to do it by myself. You know, and as the months went by, I started realizing that I am a strong person and I am a good person and I'll be okay without him.
You don't want to, but see, now that's so interesting.
It is.
That's
powerful.
So interesting. I think that's really, that's growth for you.
Yeah.
That's growth for you. I'm glad I didn't have that Cinderella thing.
You didn't know?
No.
Yeah, I
might have had something else, but I didn't have that. This is so funny because the other day I had this great pocketbook that I had just bought and Stedman was looking at it and I was saying, gee, that pocketbook costs, he said, how much does this thing cost? And it costs a lot of money, which I'm not going to say what it costs, but, and so Stedman said, I can't believe you spent that much money on a pocketbook. And I said, and aren't you glad I didn't have to ask you for it? And he said, and aren't you glad, because I would have said no. That on a pocketbook. But, you know, I realized this, too, in this conversation. I realized that in all my relationships, I have always, you know, been the kind of woman who, even though I was, like, waiting on him to call, you know, who took care of myself. And the very idea, like, of asking, could I have money to buy something would make me sick.
See, I know I can do stuff by myself, but I, you know, at the time, and I've grown since, but I would almost prefer to have somebody.
You would?
I would have, yeah.
To take care of you?
I'm learning not to be in that position.
But it makes so much sense because, again, that is one fantasy that many women are raised with, which is that somebody
else will take care of us.
How many people would
have that?
Okay, now they're not going to say it.
Oh, no.
No, really, but how many of you want you...
Anything were to happen, I want to have what I have.
Me too.
I don't want anyone coming back and taking it away from me or holding it over my head. So I've always been the opposite. I mean, I'm generally hard on a man. You're going to have to live up to my standards to make me happy, you know. But I would like to ask a question, especially of the doctor and of Oprah. How do, because I have so many friends who are desperate for relationships, desperate to get married, desperate for a man, how do I help them understand they need to give up the dream?
Okay, I think that's a great question and a whole damn show.
Part of the issue is though a lot of those friends you're talking about are empty. And so they may have full lives. They could be professionals. They could be good moms. But if they're raised to still feel like the only way I have value is if a man chooses
me. What you were saying earlier in the show about being alone means that I am not really complete.
Yes, and you know what? I had someone say to me, more than one person, but one person, an incredibly accomplished woman, say to me that she would rather be divorced than to be single because at least being divorced meant somebody chose me.
And are your friends, and I'm sure you have friends who are, working and... have really full lives.
And you know, what's really interesting,
a busy life doesn't mean you have a full one, though.
I have a relationship with a man at work who's a best friend, and he's had relationships with at least 20-some women in the company. Sometimes, if there are 12 people in the department, he's probably had a relationship with 10 women in that same department. They all seem to be, you know, they don't know. They all seem to think they're the number one and the only one in his life, and he's just has this
until
cycle
they hear
in his
you
pattern.
On the show telling them.
And, you know,
do you have this issue? Do you find that men are intimidated by you? Are you in a current relationship?
Definitely. As a matter of fact, people wonder how my husband is married to me. My husband is wonderful, and he's such a different person than I am. They wonder, how can you tolerate her? You know, not that I'm that difficult, but I do have certain standards. And it's primarily because my mother was always so nice that I saw people take advantage of my mother. So, you know, I remember literally the day when I stood in her doorway watching her. And I said, when I grow up, no one is ever going to treat me like that.
I had the same thing because I grew up with my mother and my cousin Alice here, who raised me, my cousin Alice.
Oh.
And, cousin Alice, who would cry at the drop of a hat. But I will say this. They did the best that they could. But my mother and my cousin Alice, I remember my cousin, we were very poor, and my cousin Alice was dating this guy, and we didn't have any food. And she was going with, don't start crying, Alice. It's okay. Look at her. She's going to start crying now. But we were dating this guy, and we didn't have any food. And I was like, why are you with this guy? And she says, because, baby, I'm going to cry. He can get us groceries. And so I said, I will not be the kind of woman that has to grow up and date a man who, because I need groceries.
Yeah.
And so in that way, my cousin Alice and my mother were role models for me because I never wanted to be dependent on a man for groceries or a pocketbook.
Which means...